What are your thoughts on what the budget process will be like this year now that Republicans have control of both houses? Do you expect another round of showdowns, maybe sequestration, or do you think Congress might be able to find some common ground with the Obama administration?
Republicans do control the House and the Senate, but we don't control the White House. And in order to pass legislation, you have to go through the executive branch. And we're not getting good signs and signals from the president. The president continues to insist on $2 trillion of new revenue through taxation. And I think the country is overtaxed already. And so without the president on board, I think we're going to continue to have these frustrations of dysfunction in Washington, and it's regrettable. We're not funding highways. They're crumbling. We are not dealing with some of the essential things that we need to do. We have a mess of a tax code that needs to be reformed and a mess of a regulation system that is holding down growth and economic development.
You mentioned a crumbling infrastructure earlier on. In the most recent report card, the American Society of Civil Engineers gave Indiana a D+ for infrastructure. Are you worried about that rating? And what will it take to fund a big overhaul to make this better?
Both states and the federal government play a role in this. The Senate has passed what I think is a reasonable, paid-for, six-year highway bill that builds certainty into it, and that money is transferred to the states. In addition to that, though, states make the decision as how that money is to be spent and raise their own money through the gas tax. So each state has to make a decision in terms of how it wants to spend the funds. Cars are getting more miles per gallon. The trust fund that builds up and then sends money to the states is not adequate to deal with all the infrastructure needs that we have. And so our state is going to have to make decisions in terms of what we are willing to spend. But it ought to be coordinated in a way that we put some certainty into the funding. Indiana is at the crossroads. We get a lot more truck traffic than most states, and that puts a lot more pressure on roads. And so there may be ways to address that in terms of diesel fuel purchases and so forth. The Trucking Association is looking at alternatives, and I've actually been working with people that are in the trucking industry that are willing to make some contributions to making roads more durable and more safe because it's important to our state's economy.
Now, some of your Senate colleagues have thrown their hats into the presidential race. Do you ever worry that the presidential primaries keep business from getting done, such as the budget? Do you think that the theatrics of this could distract from real business?
Well, I do think it distracts. I mean, I served overseas as ambassador, and the country that I represented, and most countries in Europe in particular, have much shortened nomination and election systems as short as 6 weeks. Here we started the day after the election of 2014, the presidential race starts, and it just goes on and on and on and on. Now, it's a good vetting process, but now the focus is turned on the personalities, it's turned on the issues that are being talked about, which is important, but does it have to take 2 years? And we have members from the Senate running for the nomination, and they really don't want to be part of the team. They want to separate themselves from the team. And that creates disruption. So if it were up to me, and it's not, if I were king, and I'm not, I would want to have a much shorter election system and much more focus on the work that needs to be done once you're elected.
You have roughly 15 months left before you step down from your seat. If you could get anything done in the time you have left, what would you like to accomplish?
I would love to accomplish a major comprehensive financial agreement that deals with our runaway deficit spending. We know that we have a broken system here in terms of how we are spending money. Government is bloated. It spends money on things that are not necessary, and it doesn't have the money to spend on things that are essential. So we need to make priorities. And so I've been engaged directly with the president, directly with his top people, directly with members of Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, saying this is an essential function here, and decisions have to be made that we can't keep pushing down the road to the next president or the next senator or the next congressman. We've been doing that far too long. And so I'm going to continue to put my heart and soul into that effort, along with the effort of trying to keep Americans safe, trying to deal with international issues and national security issues that affect our country. The first and foremost function of national government is to have a strong defense and keep American people safe. So I'm throwing a lot of my efforts into the fiscal issue and into the national security issue, because I think those are the two transcending issues that we have to deal with to prevent catastrophe in the future.
Senator Dan Coats, thanks for chatting with us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.